Okay. If you are connected to the radio in the app and it is there, you cannot send anything from your phone to the radio because you've got to send it to, it's like trying to send an email to yourself. So, and like in WinLink, you can't send a WinLink message to yourself, to your same account. It won't work that way. You have to send it to someone else or another radio. So if you're connected to your built radio, you have to send it to another radio. You can't send it to yourself, basically. Got it. Okay. That's the issue. So when we get the other two built, I can set up a network and then it'll work. That is correct. You got to have at least two radios. That's why when I bought them, I bought a pair and put them together because that way I could send from radio one to radio two or two back to one, send them back and forth. So, yeah, once we get the second one, at least the second one built, then you can send it. And you don't have to have them both on. If you have this radio connected to your cell phone and you send it to the other radio, your message will show up in the screen of the other radio. Now, if you go over to the second radio and you connect to it, the message will pop up in your phone. If you have notifications turned on, it'll pop up, notify you, hey, you received a message from Radio 1. So once you do that, and that's just, I had to figure that out too, so learning curve there, so. Yeah, we'll get together and get you fixed up with that, KC8YZF. Okay, as soon as my cases come in, I ordered them out of Oregon. There's a guy out there that builds a really nice rig that will take a 2,000 microamp hour battery, which I have four now, Pacific Northwest 3D, and it's just a nice looking unit, so I bought two from him. So, you have a good night. Get back to your floor. Sounds like you've got maybe the possibility of getting done this week, and I'll get the email off to you. KE8PCQ. Clear. All right, Dave. Yeah, I'm in the, unfortunately, in the living room that I'm doing. There's two objects I can't move out of the room. One is my sofa. It's too big to fit any place. And I have an upright piano, again, too big to go in any other room. So I have to do part of the floor, move those items, do the other part where they were, and that's where I'm doing. So I'm getting the sanding sealer down where those objects were. I got to wait an hour in between, so at 8 o'clock I'll be able to go put the second coat on, wait until 9 for that one to dry, and then sand in between in that, so all I'm going to get done today is the sanding. Yesterday I ended up having to do more sanding, finish sanding than I had anticipated. I spent 10 hours sanding floors yesterday still, so I've got 30 hours into just sanding the dang floors and to get them prepped, and so I'm hoping to get at least one of the top coats on, and then I got a family function tomorrow. I got to be out at my daughter's at 2, so I'm hoping to get at least one coat on, maybe both coats on in the morning before I have to be out at her house, and we'll go from there. So thanks, Dave. We'll talk to you later. KC8YVF. Have a good week. Sounds like you've got to go back to work to get time.
This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.